Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the top of the hour. I want to thank you guys for getting on the call here tonight. Hopefully, we're going to give you some information here that will get you some aha moments, maybe some oh no moments. Maybe you're going to have a flat spot on your forehead from hitting yourself in the forehead with the palm of your hand, because maybe tonight you can finally figure out these compensation plans. This call is for Mentoring for Free, and it's our compensation plan call. And it is my privilege to introduce my good friend and business partner, Mentoring for Free, Richard Dennis. Now, Richard is very well known in the industry for creating phenomenal marketing pieces. They did a tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie that was over 250 million of those tapes that were sold and sent around the world. And that is definitely a marketing campaign that all others judge themselves by. So Richard's done a lot with mail order. And I would like to turn the call over to Richard. He's going to basically, I don't know what he's going to ask me, but he's going to interview me about compensation plans. So, Richard.
Thank you very much, Michael. Yeah, you know, when I'm talking with people, I run into two extremes, and I'm sure you do too. There's people who spend hours a week and some of them hours a day trying to figure out their compensation plan or the plan of some company they're thinking about joining. And it astonishes me how much time they'll spend and the detail they'll go into, and it just blows me away. And I guess it tells you a lot about this industry that that you need to do that differently with every company. So you know, from one to another, it's not the same. And then the other extreme is somebody who says, my sponsor's making money, it must be okay.
Yeah. I always love that. I'll get a call from somebody, well, you know, our superstar space commander's making $10,000 a minute. Well, yeah. Good. How's that working for you, buddy?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. What are average people making? Don't tell me about the guy making $100,000 a day. You know, tell me about the average part-time person. Tell me what kind of money they're making. That's what I want to learn. That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, people, I guess it depends whether inside you want to understand it or not, and of course you can find a reason to justify whatever you do. So, but
sure.
What I wanted to know was, you've been in this business a long time. And I know, I've heard a rumor that you are one of those blue personalities, that doesn't really care about the details all that much. So, my question for you is, what experiences did you have early on in this business that caused you to really look closely at compensation plans?
Well, Richard, it amazed me. I would look and see that certain people are making money and most of the people aren't making money. So my mentor told me, he said, you know, Michael, you got to get more analytical. You got to analyze things a little bit more, you know, start figuring these things out. So, you know, when I would see somebody making a whole lot of money, or here's what it was, Richard, they'd say they were making a whole lot of money. You know, back in the days, Richard, when the stair-step breakaway plans, you could buy your way in. Let's say you bought a $5,000 product pack of water filters or something, and you were bought your way up to the 50% level, and they send you a commission check for $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
So you just made $2,500, so you could sell somebody a check. Well, I was in, you know, one day and made $2,500. Well, yeah, you bought your way to the top of the breakaway plan, and then you bought a $5,000 pack of filters, and you got a $2,500 check. So, you know, you got to look at that and say, well, wait a minute. How did that happen? And with good reason, now the companies say, you know, I mean, the federal government stepped in and said, you cannot show a check. And I'm going to tell you guys something. If you have a company or distributors that are flashing checks or showing checks, I can promise you, you will be shut down. In time, you will be shut down. And Richard, I was stunned and amazed. Somebody showed me a company event where they had big checks, you know, like they were like 6 feet long and
right.
2 feet high on cardboard.
I've been at those events. I've seen those. Yeah.
You've seen those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is 100% illegal. And the owners of the companies are standing here handing these checks out like that. See, that's called enticement. Enticement. So what they want to do is they've got a couple people that they move down lines underneath them and do all kinds of stuff to generate a huge check so they can show, look, we got somebody making a big check. The problem is, Richard, is 99.9% 99.7% of the people don't make money in those plans. Isn't that amazing? They don't make money because it's stacked for the big guys. So truly, you know, I had to get more analytical and figure these things out. So once you start looking at it, I would start figuring out how these people were doing this. And that's when I found out about all the deal-making going on, you know, and that's the reality of it.
Hey, well, obviously, you reached a lot of conclusions in as you were looking through all these different kinds of plans. What did you finally decide as far as the best compensation plan? What did you come up with?
Absolutely, without a doubt, Richard, the best compensation plan is the compensation plan that you make the most money with the smallest amount of people. Now, understand. That doesn't mean, I said that one time to a guy, and he laughed, and he said, well, I don't really need one person. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I'd sell a deal that's $12,500. I give the company $2,500. I keep $10,000, so I only need one person. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about building a downline, building an organization. I don't care if it's a two-by matrix. I don't care if it's a two by binary, if it's a five by matrix, if it's a unilevel, if it's a stair step plan, if it's an Aussie two up, any kind of plan. When you build an organization, it's called a downline, an organization. You want to look at that, and you want to look and see how many people do you need in the plan to make your desired income. Now, what I always use, Richard, is I just flat use a number of $10,000 a month of desired income. I talked to a lady in Stockholm, Sweden, and she told me, she said, well, $10,000 is too much. I only want $5,000 a month. I said, okay, once we come up with the number in your company, we'll just divide that in half. It's simple. Once you know per distributor what you're going to make, you know, then you know how big you got to build it, you know? Like with some affiliate programs, I wouldn't really classify those as network marketing. They're just, you know, you never make money in any of those affiliate programs. But a lot of times in affiliate programs, you'll need 20, 30,000 people, 40,000 to make a couple hundred bucks a month, you know, because they just are designed not to pay you. It's just the way they're designed. There's some plans that are these affiliate type programs that you might make 50 cents a person. So if you want to make $10,000 a month, you'd need 20,000 people. You know? So my answer, Richard, the best compensation plan out there is the one that pays you the most money with the least amount of people. And, you know, again, we're not talking a huge front-end load. I'm talking something that you build that every month people will buy a product or buy a service and pay for it, and you receive that residual walk away, hang up the six shooters, retirement income from the pay plan. So I think, Richard, you would be shocked and amazed. It's like there's a company out there, they're publicly traded. They're very well known. They have an old style binary compensation plan. Okay? Now, a binary, Richard, is a two-legged plan. In other words, one left, one right. And there's actually one company out there that has a binary that the owner of the company and their top distributors are saying it's not a binary. Well, Richard, you know what? If it's got two legs, it's a binary. Real simple. And so this old publicly traded network marketing company, to make $10,000 a month in that pay plan, you need 3,500 people. 3,500 people, okay? Now, some of the newer binary compensation plans, they added things like check match. They added some other little bells and whistles and spins and twists and things like that. And most of those plans, you need about 21 to 2,400 people. So, gosh, that's at least 1,100 less people in a new style binary than an old style binary. So if you happen to be in the old company and you're competing with somebody in a newer company with a new generation style plan, just know this. You've got to build a bigger group. A bigger group. If you're... And let me give you an idea on how to figure that, okay? Let's take something just very, very basic, very simple. Let's say you get paid, let's look at a matrix. Let's look at a 5x7 matrix. That would be 5 people on your front line paying down 7 levels. So 5x7. Okay. Look at, let's say it pays 2%, 4%, 9%, 3%, all the different percentages in all these different levels. Add it up and divide it by 7 because it's 7 total. And let's say you get an average of 7%. Most of them are about 5 to 6, but let's say it's 7. Let's say it's 7%. Okay, if you've got somebody buying $50 worth of product and you're going to make 7%, you make $3.50 for each one of those spots in your matrix. Each one of those spots in your matrix. Okay? So that would mean if you want to make $10,000 a month, you divide $10,000 by $3.50. That would come up to, I believe, I don't have a calculator here in front of me, but 2,856 people. So in that scenario, you need 2,856 people in your group in order to make that kind of money. Now, what's the problem, Richard? Every pay plan, every compensation plan has got strengths, but every one of them's got weaknesses. What would be the weakness? What do you think the weakness is in a matrix style plan? If you're in a matrix, ladies and gentlemen,
you can't go. After some period of time, most of your people are going to be below your pay levels.
Well, no, there's no question about that, but here's the biggest problem. So if you're in any kind of a matrix, and that is a matrix is a fixed number of frontline people, okay? Here's the problem with a matrix, and this is a huge, huge, huge problem. Matter of fact, I was in a matrix, and this happened to me. And the upline knew that I was a builder. So that person put a slug on my front line. Guess who the slug was?
Relative?
His mother-in-law. Yep, you got it. This was a 3x matrix. So this person, unbeknownst to me, sponsors.
Now wait a minute, you got spillover, Michael. You should be thrilled.
Oh, I should be thrilled, huh? Yeah. Well, you just put a slug on my front line that I have to build under because I can't go wider than 3. Oh, boy. Is this a problem? Yes, it is a problem. It's a huge problem. Matter of fact, I contacted the company and I said, remove that person. I do not want that person on my front line because I know the upline was expecting me to build his mother-in-law a check. And I wasn't going to do it. Now, he put her there, and he never put nobody else underneath her. He wanted me to do it. And here's how they'll make you build those, Richard. They'll say, let's say for you to make, and we'll keep it real simple. Let's say you've got a 3x7 matrix. And for you to make your leadership bonus, you've got to have $30,000 of volume. You cannot have $30,000 of volume, Richard, from one leg. It has to be equal between 3 legs. So let's say I sponsor 2 builders on position 1 and position 2, and then my dirtbag upline puts a slug on my front line. I've got to build under the slug enough to get my volume up enough to get the Superstar Space Commander bonus, or maybe the car bonus, or maybe the leadership bonus, or maybe the lifestyle bonus, or the house bonus, or the vacation bonus, or whatever the bonus they put there, now I've got to go build under the slug. So here's what I say. When you see a website, When you see a website that says spillover on it, run the other direction or get those people to take that off the website. Because here's what happens. You look for welfare-minded people. Richard, you think the mother-in-law was some kind of happy when she found out she was on my front line? Huh?
That was a good news day for her, yeah.
That was a very good news day. And basically, I told the company, either move her or I will resign from the company. Because I'm not going to build under a slug. See, on a matrix, Richard, those frontline positions are absolutely gold. They're gold. You save those frontline spots for workers, builders, somebody that you want to team up with, somebody that you want to go on a one-month vacation. I mean, I didn't even like this guy's mother-in-law. I darn sure wasn't going to want to go on vacation with this person, but that would force me to make this person a ton of money that I didn't like. Can you see this could be a problem? I don't care if it's a 3x5 or a 4x7 or a 5x7 or a 6x4, whatever the matrix is, guys, if you're in a matrix plan, contact your upline and tell them never, ever, ever, never, ever, don't you ever put anybody on my front line until I have interviewed them, I have checked with them, I have made sure that they're serious about building, because you will be stuck and hung out to dry. Hung out to dry.
Yeah, let's go back. That's a great story, Michael. Let's go back a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking about the best compensation plan, and you said, you know, it's the plan where you can get the most income with the fewest people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that implies a couple of things.
Yeah.
One thing it implies is that, you know, if you're getting more income with fewer people, that those people are ordering more product.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is interesting. There could be a few reasons for that, but, you know, one reason is they've got good products. You know, that
right.
There's a good chance that that's a good situation. Yeah, mm-hmm. The other thing I see is people are ordering more product. Also, you have more people in your group, a higher percentage of people in that group ordering
mm-hmm.
product.
Mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is also likely to be a good indicator. So to me, it's not only are you in a better position as far as you're concerned with the compensation plan with having more income with fewer people, but mm-hmm. It also indicates maybe it's a healthier company too.
Well, here's the thing, Richard. Okay, the more people you need in your pay plan, the less retailing is going on. In other words, when you're in a situation, if you're in any company, I don't care what the company is, and if it's always talking about recruit, 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 and they never talk about retailing product, run, 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 run. It'll never work. Because here's why, Richard. When you have to get into a retailing situation, does it make sense to make 7% of the wholesale price, or does it make more sense to make 40% of the retail price? Where do you need more people? At the 7%.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, guys, this is not rocket science. We're not talking about something hard to figure out here. We're talking about literally a calculator in about 5 minutes. You can figure this stuff out. So if you're in an environment that is about recruit, 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 I can promise you, you're in a company that you need a lot of bodies in the deal. If it's more about retailing, selling product, moving product to an actual, real, true end consumer, you need a smaller downline. Because it takes less people to move more product. When you have value prices and people are actually retailing something, it's amazing. You know, I'll give you an example, Richard. I do coaching with a lot of people in a lot of different network marketing companies, okay? And they're perfectly content doing their deal. But guess what? They buy products from me, and they love them. But they're doing something else, and they don't want to build the business. They just buy my products. I'm okay with that. I probably buy products from, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 different network marketing companies. Why? Because network marketing companies have got great products, most of them. And some of them are too expensive. But you know what, Richard? This will blow your mind. I have bought a shampoo from one company for over 20 years. Richard, I wouldn't build the business if the owner of the company called me up and begged me and gave me a deal and part of the company. I wouldn't do it because it's an old, archaic compensation plan with idiots running the company. They don't even know how to spell MLM. They don't even know how to spell it, Richard. Distributors can't make any money there. They can't retire from that company, Richard. I talked to a gentleman, about 3 weeks ago. This is the kind of story. See, this is what happens to me, Richard. And that's why I get so mad. I get so infuriated. This guy worked for this company for 13 years. It's the one I buy the shampoo from. This guy got ill. He got ill. He had surgery. He did not sponsor anybody for a month. Well, he didn't know, but about 4 years ago, they changed the policies and procedures, Richard. For him to get his big bonus check, he's got to sponsor 4 people a month. Well, he didn't even know when he was in the hospital having his surgery that his check was in jeopardy because he got his check. But what it is they have a 30-day grace period. The next 30 days, you get a one-time 30-day grace period. The next 30 days, if you don't sponsor your people, you don't get a check. His check went from over $13,000 to under $300, Richard Dennis. That's in the pay plan, man. That is in the pay plan. Well, while I'm talking about that, let me give you another one. There's another company. You have to have one retail sale a month. This guy's been there 9 years. 9 years. You're going to love this one, Richard. They have a sponsoring requirement. One retail sale a month until 10 years. After 10 years, they call you vested with the company, so you don't have to sponsor anymore. The company's publicly traded, and they need money. They're always stealing money from the distributors. So what they did with this guy, he had 2 distributors that died last year in 2006, and he had one person, their credit card was stolen. So in a matter of a couple of months, he had 3 pieces of business fall off the books. So in December, he got a letter that said, we're thinking about putting you on as earned because you have low persistency.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This was on like the middle of December, right? Well, near the end of the month, it was around the 20th or something, they send someone to go sign up so they could have their sale for the month, right? The company shut his website off. And they said, well, we're investigating here. You've got low persistency, so we're not going to let you sell any retail sales until we figure out what to do with you here. Well, the policy says that if you don't have a retail sale, you don't get a check. His check was almost $20,000, Richard. His check was almost $20,000. Guess what? They didn't pay him in January because he didn't have a sale. He doesn't have a leg to stand on. Needless to say, guy's looking for a company now. Isn't that amazing?
What a deal.
Isn't that amazing? But that's in the compensation plan. So, gosh, gee willikers. Richard, think you ought to read that stuff and understand these compensation plans maybe a little bit better? Wow. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. That same gentleman, I sent him, he's looking at a company, another publicly traded company. I think it was, oh my gosh, termination. They talked about termination like 20-some times and ongoing sales, I don't remember, 7, 8, 9 times, something like that. It's the same stuff. I mean, guys jumping out of the frying pan into the fire, but you know what? One day they get enough knots on their head, they wake up and they smell the decaf. So, my question to everybody on this call, should you understand your compensation plan? Should you understand that you've got a sponsoring requirement? Should you understand you have ongoing sales requirements in your pay plan? In your pay plan. So the one word, if you join this call to hear the one word that we advertised about this call that you want to learn, and that is spillover. Spillover. That's one word, right? Spillover?
Yep.
Spillover. One word. No hyphen in there. Spillover. If you are in an opportunity and they are talking about spillover, get a hold of the owners of the company and tell them what idiots they are and tell them to get that off the website. Because could you imagine having a slug spilled over onto your front line and then you got to build under the slug, Richard? I don't want them. I don't want nobody spilling over. I don't want any of that spilled over stuff in my organization. I want real people that really want to build a business. I'm not looking for somebody with a welfare mentality that's wanting me to build them a check. So I guess if you are welfare mentality, then you want to be in that pay plan. That was simple enough. I guess we just answered that.
Yeah, I think you can probably, if you talk to all the people in the world who've gotten spillover, which probably isn't a lot of people, you'll find that most of the spillover, I doubt too much that heavy hitters get spilled over very much.
No, they get the sweetheart deal at the top of the deal. Right, yeah, there's no heavy hitter going to spill over in your organization. Oh, and I love the one, Richard. Oh, but, you know, Billy Bob Smith, he came out of retirement for this one. Oh, my gosh, he's built so big, and now he came out of retirement. Huh. I didn't know you could retire from network marketing, Richard. Don't you do it all the time anyway? All you can do is stop picking up the check. What that tells me is they weren't getting a check anymore. Huh. What does that mean to you? Boy, that was that's good information about that matrix plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
You remind me, the first one I heard coming out of retirement was probably about 1980 or so. So that's been going on a long time.
They've been coming out of retirement a long time, and it's always somebody I've never heard of them before. And they say, oh, you have heard of them. I say, no, never heard of them. It's always somebody you never heard of. But they're a heavy hitter. And I guess what it is, Richard, they must weigh 700 or 800 pounds or something. I've never really seen one of those heavy hitters, but that's what I hear anyway. It's just a rumor, you know. They're really heavy, really big, really heavy. So if you're looking for one of them to spill over into your organization, it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. So compensation plans drive the behavior in the field. Just like the business model itself. So if you're in a matrix, it's going to drive the behavior of you having spillover on your website. If you've got it, get rid of it. It'll never, ever work. It'll never work. They do the same thing, Richard. They do the same thing in a unilevel plan. In a unilevel plan, and you brought up the point earlier. What happens is your volume gets outside the bottom of your matrix, or in a unilevel, most unilevel plans go wide. So you could go wider than 4 or 5 or 7 or 9 or 11 or 20, but you only get paid down 4 levels. It's 4 levels. Is there any advantage to you building deep in an organization at that type of pay plan?
No.
Never going to happen. There's nobody going to work down deep in an organization if you're only getting paid down 4 levels. So what behavior does that plan drive in the real world? It drives the behavior of going wide, 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 wide. Business model drives the behavior with a stair-step breakaway compensation plan. Richard, let me explain to the listeners a stair-step breakaway plan so everybody totally understands the plan. I think you totally, hopefully you understand the matrix. The matrix is any fixed width and a fixed depth pay plan. Any unilevel plan is a plan that goes wide. It pays shallow in depth. Any binary plan, binary simply means two. If you were in a company that has a left leg and a right leg, you are in a binary. End of story. I don't care what the idiot owner of the company is telling you it is. If it's, you know, it's a brand new something, you know, plan, trust me, it's a binary. Two legs. Now let's explain a stair-step breakaway compensation plan. The best way to explain it would be to explain it from the insurance industry, because that is where those plans originated. Okay. Let's say I am at the top of the pay plan and I'm a life insurance agent, and I go sell you, Richard, a life insurance policy. The company pays out a total of $500 on that business. Okay? I'm at the top of the pay plan. How much money do I get? $500. And then Richard down the road says, gosh, I'd like to be an agent also, or an affiliate or distributor. So you join. You go make your first sale. How much money does Richard make? Richard makes $100. The company pays $5. You make $100. I make $400. You're in the first step of the stair step. Now you get your volume up, and you make a sale. The company pays $500. You get $200. Michael gets $300. You work and get your volume up. You sell a product. They pay $500. You get $300. I get $200. Richard gets his volume up, he makes a sale, they pay the $500, you get $400, I get $100. Now, I go out and you work, Richard, and get your volume up. All of a sudden, you make a sale, you make $500, I make zero. You break away from me. Now, here's what they say. There are plans today, Richard, and this will blow your mind, that you 100% break away from me. But there are some plans that say, well, Michael, if you'd get three more frontline Richards, then we'll pay you 2% of Richard's entire organization. How about that? Because we like you so much. Now, again, what behavior does that drive? Do you think I want Richard to ever get up to that level 5?
There's no training going on, that's for sure.
There ain't no training going on. I'm never going to return your phone call. I'm never going to talk to you again once I got you signed up, because I want you to keep making those $500 sales. You get $100, me get $400. There's never going to be training going on, because they don't want you to do better, because you're going to end up losing them if they do better. Okay? Now here's where you can buy your way to the top of a stair step. Let's say for every one of those $500 sales, let's say that was $500 worth of water filters. Well, if you bought $500 worth, that would be step one, right? But if you bought $1,000, that would be step two in the volume. But if you bought $1,500, you'd be at the third stair step. How about if you bought $2,000 worth of water filters, you'd be at the fourth step. How about, Richard, if you could just buy $2,500 worth of water filters at the first step, first bat out of the box, you made all that sales volume, you created it because you bought your way to the top, and now you're at step five.
And I'm getting a bunch of water filters.
Man, you got a whole boatload of water filters. That's how those plans work. That's how you can buy your way to the top. The thing that just infuriates me, Richard, about those types of plans. Let's say I sponsor you into the business. And I say, Richard, you're at the $100 level, but man, I want you to get up to that $500 level, because you're just an awesome guy. You're an awesome guy. Man, you are awesome. Next month here, you got more room on your credit card. Man, get $1,000 worth of product. Buy $1,000 worth of product, and you'll be at stair step two. So you put $1,000 on your credit card. It's called buying your way to the top of the pay plan. Whenever an upline is trying to convince you to buy more product to qualify for a level in the pay plan, run the other way. Run the other way. Because what happens, Richard, can you see this? You get to the top of the pay plan, but you haven't built a downline. You bought your way to the top. You haven't sponsored one person. Do you see how that works? You're at the top of the pay plan. Oh, boy, now you go sponsor somebody. And if you do sponsor somebody, you're at the top of the pay plan, but you haven't built any residual money from nothing, because you bought all the product. Therein lies the problem with a stair-step breakaway plan. Guess, Richard, what personality does the best with a stair-step plan?
Oh, that sounds like it's probably a red.
Hammered. They're the sponsor monsters. They're the ones that are waving the huge checks. You know, going back, Richard, because I'm talking water filters, and I don't think there's any water filter companies anymore. But this one guy that I know, instead of selling those $5,000 packs, this guy was selling $30,000 packs. $30,000.
Well, that has to be a rep doing that.
And he'd get him to buy in, and he was getting like 15 grand off of these things. I mean, my gosh, the guy made like 80, 90 grand 1 month. And he had no problem just stacking a garage full of water filters for those people. That is how come everybody said, oh, there's been more income, biggest incomes made from a stair-step plan. Well, yeah, that's how they did it. The bunch of people maxing out credit cards, filling up their garages and closets with stuff. Nobody needs that much skincare, Richard. Nobody does. And nobody can sell that many water filters. It's front-end loading. That's why, thank the good Lord, that we've got a government that regulates people to put their life savings, and they've got a whole garage full of skincare that's going to rot and melt and turn into gook. So it's not going to be any good, so they threw away $30,000. But, boy, I'll tell you what, somebody's waving a big check, aren't they, Richard? So understand the business model drives the behavior in the field. When you look at any pay plan, look and see what behavior. If it's, again, I'm going to say this again, if you're in a pay plan where it's about recruiting people, run the other way. Run the other way. The only pay plan we haven't talked about so far, Richard, would be the Aussie 2-Up. The Aussie 2-Up. And people are saying, what the heck is that? It's called an Australian 2-Up. And I don't know. I got to look the research on this. But, you know, maybe somebody in Australia came up with it. But your first two sales, Richard, go to your upline. Okay? How's that settling for you? See, If average standard people that never have a system sponsor 2.7 people and you got to give two of your sales away, will that ever work?
Not with the normal numbers, no.
No, no, no. So now you're looking at anybody that's going to make that plan work is the top 0.01% of the population. 99.9% of the people cannot build that program. And there's a company out there right now, they're talking about, yeah, well, you know, we are the top, the upper crust, we're the best of the best of the best of the best. Really? Is that duplicatable? So anything you're looking at in a compensation plan in any network marketing company, all you got to do is look at it and see, is this duplicatable?
You know, on that Aussie 2-Up, Michael, I spent some time one day talking with a fellow who was involved in one, and the thinking process was pretty interesting. You know, he was very aware that he was what polite term can we use here? He was being taken advantage of, and his goal in life was to get into that position of the person who was taking advantage so he could turn the tables.
And turn take advantage of the other people.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's, you know, you can look and see how that person who is getting all the people pushed up to them,
uh-huh.
You know, they're making out very well. And,
yep.
And that's, I think that's probably why the pay plan appeals to a lot of people, because they think, oh, man, I'm going to work, and I'm going to get in that position where I'm taking advantage of all these people. It was amusing to me to see how the mind was working there.
And you know, Richard, the Aussie 2-Up, I won't say 100%, but 99.9% of the time, the Aussie 2-Up compensation plan is directly related 100% to an illegal pyramid scheme, because it's always related to a front-end load of front-end load of some kind. In other words, it's a one-time sale. There's never residual money. The only where the residual money comes from is recruiting new people. If most of your money And here's how, this is very simple, Richard. This is very, very simple. When you look at compensation plans, all you got to look at is 95%, 90% of your money coming from recruiting new blood, or is it actually coming from product sales? That's all you got to look at. It's real simple. How simple is this? In other words, let's say you're in a travel program. If 90% of your income is coming from selling plane tickets, airline tickets, cruise tickets, vacation stay, product being sold, and that's where your commission's coming from, you are in a good company with a legal company that's going to be here to pay you. If you get 90% of your money from recruiting other travel agents, it is an illegal pyramid scheme, and it will get shut down 100%, guaranteed. Guaranteed. And the best part of that is, Richard, finally the federal government is catching on, and they're actually putting some of the top income earners in prison along with the people that start these things. So just know that. It's real simple. So if you're in a pay plan where you get 90% of your money, 70%, 80% of your money from recruiting people. In other words, Richard, when the recruiting stops, does the income stop? If the recruiting stops and the income stops, you are in an illegal pyramid scheme. End of story. End of story. Simple. It's just that simple. So most of the Aussie two-ups, Richard, are related to some kind of a one-time sale where you're selling somebody information, a book, information on how to defraud the federal government from taxes or how to change your mother-in-law's hair color or something, 101, some kind of bogus, useless information, but you can get it for free on the Internet.
Yeah, let's shift gears a little bit here, Michael.
Sure.
We've kind of touched on this a bit this evening, but if you would go in a bit more depth on, one of the things that's most fascinating to me is that different personalities work best with different compensation plans, and
mm-hmm.
and sometimes a personality picking the wrong plan is just absolutely doomed. They have no chance of success. If you would just talk a little bit about that.
Oh, 100%. Sure, Richard, sure. Let me give you an example. We met a beautiful lady, just an awesome lady. She's past the retired age. She had spent about close to $50,000 trying to build three network marketing opportunities, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And, of course, the next one said, well, the reason was that was a crappy company. Let us show you a good company. So it was three companies. She was a yellow Richard as my wife, just a beautiful, yellow, loving, caring, giving, beautiful lady, and she was trying to build a stair-step breakaway comp plan. Could you imagine helping your people be successful? Well, that's not what you do in a breakaway plan. You don't talk to your people. You sponsor them and don't ever talk to them again. You made your fast start money from them, and you hope they don't ever build it too big. You go wide. You put 100, 200, 300, 400 people wide, 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 wide. Go, 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 go. Can a yellow ever sponsor that many people? No way. No way. And what happens is if they start building down deep, they only got one or two legs going, and all of a sudden it's outside your pay line, and the people breaks away from them if they got successful. Boom. Just took it from them. See, the red would have more front lines going so that when their lines start breaking away from them, that the lines keep going, they grow them in front of them, grow them in front of them, grow them in front of them. I did some coaching with a guy, Richard, a year ago, December. This last December was a year ago, and he was in a stair-step breakaway plan. He's up in Canada. And this guy's a brilliant trainer. Richard, he's really good. And the company was so thrilled that he came on board, they were going to have him traveling around doing trainings, corporate trainings. And I told him, I said, that ain't going to work. He said, why? I said, because you're good, and you're going to get these people learning some skills and building their business, and the people that have been around a long time are going to be mad at you that you're helping their people be successful because their checks are going to shrink. He said, Michael, that makes absolutely no sense to me. He says, I think you've lost your mind. I said, okay. It's a year later. He called me up December this last year, just a couple months ago here. He says, Michael, do you have a crystal ball? I said, yes, I do. He said, you know what you told me? And I said, yeah, I remember the conversation. He said, I've had phone calls and hateful emails from the upline sideline to me telling me to leave their damn people alone. Leave them alone. He said, Michael, they're having success. They're building their business. And I said, yeah. And these people's checks are shrinking, and they don't like it because they got to go back and build another frontline spot. And they complained so much so, Richard, that the company stopped him from doing trainings. A year later, finally he got enough knots on his head, and he called me up and he says, I want to join you in your business. Okay. That'll work. He's just a year farther behind now, but that's okay. Might as well start now. Richard, the business model drives the behavior. The compensation plan drives the behavior of the business model. So the best pay plan out there is the one that drives retailing instead of recruiting, and it takes less people to move more product. How simple is that? We could have ended the call in the first 5 minutes if we just got that message across somehow.
You know, a lot of companies are... I'm sure a lot of people on the line tonight have been with a company that all of a sudden the compensation plan changed. What happens? What causes them to change comp plans, and what happens when they do change them?
What happens, normally, Richard, what happens is the company starts paying out too much money. Because the way they got these things figured, you know, they're not only they can put the comp plan, let's say they're going to pay out 70%, and in reality, they figure in real numbers, they're only going to pay out about 20%. So when they start paying out 40, they freak out and realize, uh-oh, we got to change the comp plan. So they will change the comp plan. Now, I'm telling you what, I've never seen a company change the comp plan where they actually gave more money to the distributors. They spin it that way, they make it sound that way, but it's never that way. The checks always go down. So what that tells me, Richard, is your company president, the people who are running the company, they don't know what they're doing. There's a company, Richard, you don't know how bad I want to scream this company name out on this call. We got 250 people on this call. It's a packed out call, and you don't know how bad I want to scream it out. You call me privately, I'll tell you the company. 9 compensation plan changes in 11 years, Richard. 9 changes in 11 years. And every one of them, they took money away from the distributors. But what's so amazing about it, the company, we got to buy more land and we got to expand the business, and so we need this money to do that. In the meantime, the owner of the company is divorcing this one and marrying that one and divorcing that one and marrying this one and buying this and buying that. He's buying land, all right, but he's losing it in divorces, too. And they keep doing it, Richard, and those people just keep hanging on. 9 compensation plans in 11 years, Richard. I know when the company started, and what was so funny is when they started, I know the company they bought their software from. And there was 2 other companies that bought the same software program. And the other 2 companies went out of business in a couple of years because there was flaws in the software. There was flaws in the comp plan. So these guys had enough of the third company I'm talking about now, had enough of a customer base that they had enough product sales because they had a good product, and the people focused on retailing products. The other 2 companies focused on recruiting people. When there was problems, the people left, and the company both crashed. The third company focused on retailing product. That's all they talked about. They did product seminars. They got all the yellow people in there just loving the products, smearing the product all over everybody, singing Kumbaya. And they had a lot of product sales. But guess what? The company's still in business today. The owner of the company has been married and divorced several times. But they're still there because they created product sales. And people will buy that product if you took the comp plan away completely. Isn't that freaky? Hmm.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, you asked a question, what's the best compensation plan out there? My answer to you, Richard, is the compensation plan that creates a behavior of retailing rather than recruiting. I mean, you're going to have some recruiting, no question, but I'm talking about the main focus needs to be on retailing, not recruiting, and it needs to be a plan where you have less people making more money. If it's about recruiting, it's always going to be the opposite way. Let me ask you a question, Richard. What pay plan absolutely out there, what's the worst pay plan for promoting recruiting? There's one pay plan that's the worst for recruiting. The absolute worst. Aussie 2-Up. That's 100% a recruiting machine. That's all that is. Because there's never a second sale, Richard. You never sell the person a second sale. So it's always 100% is about recruiting. So when you stop recruiting, is the company going to survive? No. It's done. It's over. Shut the doors. Put the chains on the doors. Send in the federal agencies. Right there, I'm telling you guys, it's not hard to figure this stuff out. Get with the person that invited you on this call. Crunch your numbers. See where you're at. See what you've got going on. Maybe you can position yourself better inside your own pay plan. Maybe you can sponsor a family member somewhere and leverage your pay plan better. You know, like twice the pay for half the work, something like that.
Let me ask you, Michael, talking about what really encourages recruiting the most, would you say, probably get myself in trouble here, but as far as the plan that that goes the farthest in the other direction towards training and building and not recruiting, would you say that's the binary?
No. Nope. No, the worst plan for recruiting is definitely the Aussie 2-Up. The second plan for recruiting that falls second in line is the binary. The binary, there is no such thing as training, coaching. There's no retailing. I mean, every binary plan. I mean, the only binary plan that has retailing, they have to put a unilevel plan next to the binary. It's just that simple, Richard. Just that simple. You got to pay people for retailing product, or there's none. It's always about recruit. In other words, you should be able to go to a website, and you should be able to just order product. Like I said, I've got people in a lot of different companies just buy product from my website because they love my products. You know, they don't have to be a distributor. They just go buy the products. You know, and for the last 20-some years, Richard, I told you that shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably bought that shampoo from 7 different people, okay? And in the beginning it was, well, you're buying this product. Why don't you be a distributor? I don't want to be a distributor. It's a crappy company. the guy that owns the company's got beady eyes. You know, I mean, whatever it is, I don't want to build the company, but I want the product. Well, they'd try to pressure me to build the business. Okay, fine. I'll go to somebody else and buy the product. And it doesn't take but about a split second to find somebody that will give you your ID number and let you buy it through their back office and buy it wholesale. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that absolutely infuriates me, Richard, is these companies that do bait and switch. In other words, the real price for the bar of soap should be $2, but they charge $5 wholesale and $8 if you're not a distributor. Guys, whoa, what's wrong with the picture here? Let's get a realistic price that's value priced, that is in line with the real world. Let's start there. Oh, no, they bait and switch. They jack the price up so that you'll join to be a distributor. But I can tell you, Richard, if the people I buy that shampoo through, if they tried to tell me I had to build the business, I would just go online. I'd find another person in just about a split second. I could do a Google search and literally have thousands of people to call and ask them, hey, do you mind if I buy products through your website? Give me your ID number and I'll buy it. And you know, I'll buy it just like I'm them and I'm getting it for wholesale. You know, I'm not going to pay $8 for a bar of soap. You know, I'll get it wholesale. Real simple. Real simple. But there's something wrong with the business model that creates that, where you're trying to fear of loss somebody into getting in to get the super duper cheap super price. That's a huge problem. Huge. Huge.
Yeah, only in this industry could you find an $8 bar of soap.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, but Richard, it's only $5 if you're a distributor. So, gosh, I guess I better sign up and be a distributor. Oh, and then if you want the super-duper cheap price, then you better get, you're going to have to be on auto ship for, you know, a couple $100 worth of product here to get it down to that super-duper low price. So when you've got those people like that, those are easy to find those people and say, hey, give me your website and I'll go order some shampoo from you, or, you know, your vitamin or whatever it is. So, again, I love the way the call went, Richard. You know, it always intrigues me how we get a little different information out there. One thing I'd like to add to the back of the call here, if you want to know if you're in a scam, if the only way to pay for your product is with a money order or a wire draft, run. There are scams out there, guys, and I know most people on this call are not even going to have a clue about this, but there are scams out there. The only way to pay for your product is with a money order or a wire transfer. Run. Let's say it's $5,000, and you wire me your $5,000, Richard, or you money order it to me, and I keep $4,500 and send $500 to the company. Run. Scam all the way. Guess who's going to get busted in those companies, Richard? The company that got the little $500, or is it going to be the guy that got the $4,500?
We know the answer to that one.
Uh-huh. You think the company's got all the names of all those people that got the $4,500? Whew. These companies, man, I'm telling you what, they are really, really, really getting devious. Really devious. These guys are dodging huge, massive, massive federal sanctions against them and judgments and stuff because we're not making the money. Well, I don't know they charge $4,500 for that. Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. We only got $500. And I'll tell you what, boy, there's going to be a lot of people going to prison over those deals.
Let's hit one other thing real quick here before we end, Michael.
Okay.
Getting up near the top of the hour. This one item that just always fascinates me, we've talked about it before, that one of the things for people to look for in judging a compensation plan and determining a company too is, does the company own their own software? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, Richard, that's one of the biggest things, and you know we need to talk about that more. Most network marketing company software is designed and built by software designers and developers. They've never built a downline. They don't know how to spell MLM. They're green personality computer geeks that can design software. They've never been in the real world, in the field, and actually use this information and put this to work. There's the biggest problem. Richard, there's a company, this will blow your mind, publicly traded, bought their software, and they had a glitch in the giddy-up on the placement. And when you place these people, they would go on the other place. They'd go someplace else. And it was totally 100% the software problem. The software company says, oh, well, that's going to cost you, you know, for us to come in there and fix this bug, you know, which was their bug. So the company goes and hires customer service representatives. to handle all the customer service complaints of all these people getting placed in the wrong place. Then they started charging the distributors $20 to move these people and put them in the right place when it was their fault in the beginning. Richard, it took them a year to fix it and almost destroyed the company. So, gosh, you maybe you ought to have a software designer design a software that maybe knows how to spell MLM. It's called multi-level marketing. Back to you, buddy.
Yeah, very, very interesting. We are at the top of the hour here. Would you like to go ahead and introduce the next call?
Yes, sir. Coming up in 30 minutes, coming in at 10:30. We're reading Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale, Chapter 1. It is a laid-back call. If you'd like to jump on there 5 minutes early, I will go ahead and answer any questions. If you got a question on comp plans, please, please, please make it generic. Don't mention any company names or product names or anything like that. But if you got a specific question, I can answer for you. Or if you want to set up a coaching call, get with the person I invite you on the call. I'll make myself available for you for some coaching calls, answer any questions you have on compensation plans. Let's get those questions answered, and there are no foolish questions. The only foolish question is the one you don't ask. If you don't understand how many people you need in your pay plan, you need to know that information. I promise you this, if a professional network marketer was going to join you in your business, one of the first questions I would ask is, how many people do I need to make $10,000 a month and get me a copy of your contract, your policies and procedures? I would want those two documents before I would even talk to you about nothing. And I don't care if you got 17 heavy hitters coming on board. Don't matter to me. Because when you build it, it's from you down. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. I greatly appreciate your time here this evening, Michael. Lots of good information. And I know, you know, from all the people I talk to, how, you know, people tend to focus on one or two things. You know, we talk about the five pillars, and there's five pillars for a reason. Those five pillars are all important, and you need to look at all five of them. Compensation plan is certainly right up at the top of the list there. You need to understand how that comp plan works, how you make money, and you know, how many people is it going to take you in your comp plan to achieve a certain amount of income? So it's just critical that you do that analysis before you spend a lot of time building a company. Anyway, Michael, thank you very much for your time here this evening.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
And I appreciate all you guys being on the line here, and we will talk to you on the next call. Good night.